This is Radio Energy News.
Good afternoon and welcome to Radio Energy News with me, Jamie McDonald. The headlines at 2 o'clock. The Scottish Government has succeeded in securing a deal with the Scottish Greens to pass their budget proposals ahead of today's vote at Holyrood. A spokesman for the Greens said the party have secured significant additional funding as part of the deal. And our political correspondent Jack Fairgrieve joins me in the studio now. Jack, is this a good result for the SNP?
Absolutely for the SNP. The SNP only needed the support of one more party to pass the budget, so now with the support from the Greens, it benefits them because now they can pass the budget through to the second two stages. At 10 to 3 this afternoon, Financial Secretary Derek Mackay will be talking with MSPs ahead of the vote to give them the details of the deal that has been struck. The Greens have secured a substantial package in exchange for supporting the SNPs in the vote. This includes funding for their councils, low-carbon capital investments and contribution towards a fairer pay settlement for public sector workers.
Thanks, Jack, and we'll have more on that at 3 o'clock. The number of students going to college in Scotland has dropped more than a third since 2007. The most recent figures indicate that the amount of students enrolled in Scottish colleges has risen by 3% in the last year, but that number is down 38% over the last decade. Scottish Labour's Ian Gray is critical of the government's record.
What these figures show is that even although there was a slight recovery last year, we're still in a position where there's around 143,000 fewer students each year in our colleges than when the SNP came to power 10 or 11 years ago.
An influential advocate for a hard Brexit has secured a Maltese passport. Christopher Chandler, who campaigned for Britain to leave the EU, obtained them for members of his family as well. Bill Roger, treasurer of the European Movement in Scotland, has criticised the move.
My opinion of Brexit has always been that the rich, the billionaires, will do very well out of it.
ScotRail is under fire after a national survey found commuters' satisfaction levels have dropped off at the end of last year. We'll have much more on that at 3 o'clock. And finally, are robots going to take your job? New research indicates one-fifth of UK jobs could be automated by the year 2030. Simon Jeffrey from the think tank Centre for Cities outlines the sectors that will be affected first.
Well, it's any sort of job which is more routinised, more repetitive, that you can imagine a machine doing or being sent overseas to be done more cheaply. So that's things like, you know, people that work in retail, retail cashiers, customer service workers.
And that's all for now, and we'll have more for you at 3 o'clock.
This is Radio Energy News.